Yivamas, right? Good Gimel Mishnah Vav. Hamagarish as a isha ve'achzir, a person that's megarish a woman, and then he remarries her. This is not talking about a ketana. This is just a regular woman. He's megarish her, and then he remarries her. Mutaras liyavam. So according to the Tana Kama, if this guy dies, his brother can do yibam to her. Even though there was a point in time where his brother divorced her. So if his brother divorced her, a person's not allowed to do yibam or even to marry the divorcee of his brother. Since his brother remarried her, the koach of yibam allows him to now go and do yibam to her because his brother remarried her. Rabbi Eliezer Oyser, Rabbi Eliezer assers it. Rabbi Eliezer assers it for a totally different reason. It's a gzera of a case that we're going to see at the very end of the Mishnah of a yisom b'chai ha'av. We'll see what that case is. But that's why Rabbi Eliezer assers all cases of a woman that has any type of gerishin done to her, there's not going to be yibam. If she dies as the wife of the same brother that's megarish her. V'cheina megarisha se yisoma v'echzira. So too, if a person is megarisha yisoma, what we mean by yisoma is that she's a ketana where her father passed away. And because her father passed away, either let's say her mother or her brother married her off, so the marriage was only midrabanan. When a father marries her off, that's a marriage midiraisa, as the Torah speaks about. But when the mother or the siblings or relatives marry her off, that's only marriage midrabanan, like we've said. So one person was megarish this yisoma, that he was only married to midrabanan, ve'chzira, and now he remarries her, mutaras liyavam. Tanakama says in this case too, obviously, this dead guy's brother can do yibum to her. She was only married midrabanan, so can do yibum midrabanan. Why not? Tanakama said so even in the first case, which is midiraisa, where a guy was married to a woman deraisa and he divorced her and then remarried her. Even in that case, we said that you can do yibum when there's a shaila midiraisa, because there is midiraisa eshes ach. So too, of course, in this case, where he was only married to Yisoma Midarabanan, he can do Yibam. And like the Pharisee points out, the Chiddush of this case, the second case, is a Chiddush in Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer Oyser, Rabbi Eliezer Asers, even in this case, Midarabanan, that they're only married Midarabanan, is the only issue of Eishas Ach Midarabanan, still Rabbi Eliezer Asers. For what case? We said before that Rabbi Eliezer is concerned about a certain case, that he's Asering all these other cases. What's the case? This next case, Ketana Shi Siya Avia Viniskarsha, when a Ketana, her father marries her off. So this is an Nisun Midiraisa. Even though she's a Ketana, this is Midiraisa. Father marries her off, Viniskarsha, and then she gets divorced. Ki Yisoma B'chai Ha'av. Even if the father's still alive, she's like an orphan during the life of her father. Because now that she's divorced, her father has no Rishus to marry her off anymore. Once she's divorced from this guy. Hechzira. So now this guy, who was once married to this girl, Midiraisa, remarries her. But now the marriage is midrabanan because the father has no rishus anymore in her. So she's no different than a yisoma in general. She's just a yisoma chayav. So now he's marrying midrabanan. Divrei akol asur liyavim. Both Rebbe Eliezer and the Chacham, the Tanakama, they both agree that it's asur to do yibam to her. Because for the live brother that wants to do yibam right now, this is a woman that was once divorced to his brother. And the remarriage that happened afterwards wasn't a full remarriage midiraisa. It was only a marriage midirabanan because it wasn't done through the father. So that second marriage that his dead brother did to her didn't really do anything to change the diraisa divorce that he initially did with her. And she's an erva min haTorah. And this is the case, everybody holds this as usher, but this is the case that Rabbi Eliezer was concerned with, that if you would matter the other cases, even a person that marries an adult woman, or like the second case where Ketana is not married off by her father, she's married by relatives, he ushered those too, because if we would allow those, then this case may come up and they may matter when a father marries her off and then the guy remarries her. And then obviously it would be a big problem because he can't do yibam, because yibam here in this last case is a yibam midrabanan, but the erva is min haTorah, and that you can't do.